The opening prayer during the recent inauguration of the American president was most interesting. It included an intriguing invocation.
Gracious and merciful God, at this sacred time we come before you in need, indeed on our knees. Be with us, holy mystery of love, as we dream together.
Praying to this holy mystery of love is really a prayer to the Trinity, a prayer that is offered by a Jesuit priest. So here you have the United States, Rome, and the Trinity. How are they all related to each other? And what does that have to do with the issue of worship in the last days? That's what we'll find out today on Proof of It. Hi, I'm Nader Mansour, and today we're looking at a significant prophetic development. The Book of Revelation predicted a growing union between two powers, the United States and Rome. We are witnessing a fulfillment of that prophecy before our very eyes. The purpose of this union is to enforce worship, a worship that appears to be in harmony with the Bible, when in reality it's the very opposite of it, and it's to be enforced with a very mysterious and much disputed mark. Most people believe or assume that the Trinity is the God of the Bible. We've already covered in other videos how the Trinity is at odds with what the Bible actually says and reveals about who God is. And Rome's emphasis on the Trinity is really nothing new. It was the previous Pope who actually affirmed that the sign of the cross is a reminder of the Trinity dwelling in us. That was from the previous Pope, Pope Benedict. Now this is in harmony with Roman Catholic doctrine time and again, down through the ages. And so it is little surprise that the Trinity is invoked at the presidential inauguration, inviting the holy mystery of love to be with us.
Gracious and merciful God, at this sacred time we come before you in need, indeed on our knees. Be with us, holy mystery of love, as we dream together.
It is also well recognized that this was a very Catholic inauguration, even to the very Bible used to take the oath. You may be asking yourself the question, how can this very Catholic president have such decidedly anti-biblical policies and agendas? And that is a very good question. Don't be surprised at the level of hypocrisy and deception in the last days. The Book of Revelation warns of a global, worldwide deception. In other words, things won't appear as they seem. There will be those who claim to worship the true God of the Bible, when in reality it is the worship of someone else. This naturally brings us to the question of the Trinity. Being the object of supreme worship and regard, it is vigorously defended. For example, here is a recent article that states, "More than COVID, an anti-Trinitarian mentality is destroying humanity," suggests Cardinal Bo on Feast of Holy Trinity. And this was only in June of last year, kind of during the whole pandemic. What is worse and more grievous and more dangerous than the COVID pandemic is actually an anti-Trinitarian mentality that causes destruction to humanity. Isn't that interesting? Denying the Trinity is represented as a denial of unity, solidarity, and love. Those who dare question the Trinity are deemed to be more dangerous to humanity than the COVID virus. Now we're all seeing what the world is doing to deal with this COVID danger. Can you imagine what will be done to those who are deemed to be more dangerous than the COVID itself? Defending the Trinity is not restricted to those of the Catholic persuasion. Many and loud are the Protestant voices rising to the defense of this Catholic God. Just let the ramifications of that sink into your mind for just a minute. While denying the Trinity is deemed to be dangerous, it is okay to acknowledge anything and everything else. Here is the closing prayer from the presidential inauguration, and in it, there is an open acknowledgement of any and every faith. Listen carefully.
To your glory, majesty, dominion and power forever. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. In the strong name of our collective faith. Amen.
In the name of our collective faith? That's a very strange name. And it's certainly not the name of Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. These prayers appear to be based on the Bible, yet they are in direct opposition to what the Bible actually says. They are more in harmony with the agenda that is revealed to us in the final book of the Bible, the global deception of worship, that seems to be worshiping the true God, but in reality is false worship. And so any and every faith is invoked and acknowledged. Every faith, that is, except the one that denies the Trinity. That is deemed to be more dangerous than COVID itself. But everything else will do. And that is how a global agenda of false worship is being carried out. The union of false worship in the last days will be over anything except the truth of the Bible. Any and every God is acknowledged and recognized except the true God of creation and His only begotten Son. It is for this reason that we have a message in the book of Revelation called the Three Angels' Messages. A message that goes to the whole world to call them to worship the true God. This is the contest of worship in the last days. We are seeing it unfold before our very eyes. Can you see it? That is the question. After all, this is what eternal life is all about. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Majority opinion is not how the truth is found. It is found by heeding the plain word of God. Let us prove all things and hold fast that which is good.